Well, joining us now from Los Angeles is Muhammad Dawood Abadi with the Afghan Nation Peace Council. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Abadi. Now, this is not the first time that the U.S. led forces in Afghanistan have ignored orders from President Hamid Karzai. What do you think gives U.S. the impunity to carry on violating Afghan sovereignty this way?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It's a pleasure to be on this mission once again. To be honest with you, what it is President Karzai, he thought he has the authority, but I don't think any puppet president has that much authority, as I have said before, to tell their masters what to do. The incident in Wardak province is very, very important for Afghans. Not only Wardak province, everywhere is that problem. These things are happening everywhere. The only reason that it has come up to this level in Wardak province, because Wardak province is very, very hot ground for the occupiers. They're losing ground there. They're losing a lot of soldiers and a lot of artillery there. So therefore, this issue has come up. 9 people got lost from the village, from the state, from that specific district. 3 of them were tortured and killed and thrown out. The 6 others are still not seen. No one knows where they are. President Karzai set up this 2-week time in order to force the U.S. Special Forces to not do these things. I'm sure it didn't mean to really get him out. It was kind of showing his anger. No one in reality expected Mr. Karzai to be truthful to this issue. He played a national card, telling the Afghans that here I am, I'm on your side. But that is not the reality. The reality is that he is on the side of the occupiers, and the occupiers are not listening to him. It's not only that issue. Saturday was the day that the Bagram prison was supposed to be turned in into Afghan custody. That didn't happen. So when you look at the consequences of these decisions that Mr. Karzai has made, none of them met his deadline. That means he has no authority to implement these kind of decisions. Therefore, we don't expect anything from them. The only thing that we think is the solution to kick the occupiers out of Afghanistan and have our own country and run it the way Afghan people are satisfied.
Right. Now, Mr. Abadi, let me just interrupt you there. We're quickly running out of time. Many have pointed out that not only are the U.S. and foreign forces continuing with their impunity, but they're even escalating some of their operations. We've already seen the deployment of sniffer dogs that are being used in the night raids, etc., which are becoming a problem for the Afghan civilians as well. Do you think this is because of a realization on the part of the U.S. and its allies in Afghanistan that their tactics have not worked so far in bringing peace, security, and stability in Afghanistan, and therefore they must step up their game?
Well, the Russians said the same thing, that the last year when they were being kicked out of Afghanistan, they put pressure on the civilians, they killed as many civilians as they could, they had these night raids, they had bombardment, in order to tell the Afghan people that, look, if we leave, we are not going to leave easy. We are going to take our revenge. And if we leave, this is what's going to happen. You guys are going to be fighting each other every day. And on the third hand, they tried to kind of force the Afghan people not to support the Mujahideen. This tactic is the same thing as what the Russians did. They put all their pressure at the last year. Brezhnev told his commander of 44th command that either you have this 1 year to get this job done. If not, I'm pulling out. That is what exactly Mr. Obama told his commanders in Afghanistan, that I'm giving you 18 months. If you can get it done, good. If not, we are out of Afghanistan.
Okay.
So that's what is happening. We are going to be expecting more of these violent attacks on Afghan civilians.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Muhammad Dawood Abadi with Afghan Nation Peace Council there joining us on the line from Los Angeles. Mr. Abadi, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.